Each year, 20,000 people raft through the Grand Canyon. But half a century ago, fewer than 200 had made the trip down the Colorado River. That's when writer and singer Katie Lee first tackled the river's rapids.
I was 33 when I took my first wild ride in one of Earth's deepest pockets of mad white water. So different from today in huge rafts carrying anywhere from a dozen to 25 people, I was one of three in a little bitty oar-driven wooden boat, me spread eagle on the stern deck doing what we call fish-eyeing, my nose 10 inches from the water. Down in the middle granite gorge, entering the rapid stern first, we climbed a 10-foot wave and I slid off the deck. Still hanging on, the next wave picked me up, put me back on the deck, and slammed down on top of me, knocking my breath out. Faking surprise and innocence, my boatman said, "Oh, did I get you wet?" For 20 days I stayed drunk on fermented adrenaline. Between rapids, we were always in the river, wading, taking mud baths, floating, or swimming in the temperate water, and wearing the river's silty mustache. What a heady sense of adventure to be the only ones in that canyon, altogether 12 of us in 4 small boats, to know that we could die by the very forces that seduced us, to explore ancient ruins and high forbidding cliffs that few had ever seen, and wonder about the ancients who'd made these rock temples their home. The seclusion was otherworldly. At sundown, we'd camp on long, untouched beaches, build campfires from 10-foot-high driftwood piles, feel the unspoken dignity and wisdom of the canyon all around us, and go to sleep with the river's upstream dreams whispering past our bedrolls at night.
Katie Lee was just the third woman ever to float the entire Grand Canyon.